here.
Ian Davey here.
Excellent. Good to have you both.
Likewise. Do we have to say which staff are present in the Hunting Bureau?
I don't think so.
No? Okay, cool. Great. So RSC work plan and upcoming meetings.
Mm-hmm.
What's the latest update?
So there are a few updates. Our understanding is that the two empty spots on the RC have a council date of April 11th. So Leah Sykes and Jessica Greenlee are the nominees, and they're expected to hopefully be confirmed on the 11th to join in time for the RC meeting on the 17th.
Okay.
I'm going to be meeting with both of them the same way I met with all the members of the RC to get to know them better and kind of bring them up to speed with what the RC is working on. And then we'll be back to being fully, having all positions filled.
Okay.
Right now,
subcommittees, I remember there were some recommendations.
So for the Rules and Bylaws Committee, they were able to meet successfully March 27th?
Yes.
March 27th.
They
had five members. Not yet.
Okay.
So they have, they had a draft that all of the members present, Deborah was not able to make that meeting, and she's one of the co-chairs of the committee. All the members present felt comfortable with some modifications to it, and now staff is combining that with the city's template for bylaws, because the city's going through a process of trying to standardize bylaws, and so we're going to try to incorporate that, and we're presenting it back to the bylaws committee. The 17th, right?
The 17th is the next time they meet.
So they're meeting the 17th.
Right before this meeting.
Half an hour before the RSC meeting, and then they'll review the final document, see if there are any changes they want to make, and then vote to approve it or to continue discussing it. So it would be ready to come before the RSC by the May meeting. And so this month's meeting is security deposits. So the 17th, we're going to be having the meeting that we would have had in February if it was not canceled. So
why was that one canceled again?
Snow.
That's right.
Andreas, before we get into this deep topic, I just want to pause. Wasn't there a vacancy on the subcommittee?
Yes.
Nick, and was that filled?
Yes, with
okay.
Mike Nuss.
Okay.
The current committee membership is Yoni and Deborah are co-chairs, and then the other three members are Christina, Raul, and Mike.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And so all the members except Deborah were present at that meeting, and we're filling Deborah in. So this month's meeting is on security deposits. Anthony and I are going to present the comparative analysis that we've done looking at other cities and what is out there in the range of security deposits, and then we'll be handing it off to Jamie, who's going to be presenting the work Commissioner Uday's office has been doing around security deposits. Then we'll go to public testimony and for the commission to discuss any thoughts that they have.
That's April 17th.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any, I know that her office has sort of been, their office has sort of been swirling with their process and how it links up with ours. Is there any change from the last meeting on that you're aware of?
There is not. To my knowledge, their group on security deposits has not met. They have a draft that is out, and I don't think that they've reconvened that group of people they're working with, so there hasn't been any external meetings on it. Screening criteria is continuing to meet, and there is still no decision that has been made on what the best way of involving the RSC in that is. Yeah, so that's this month's meeting, and then things are a little bit less defined. The direction that the RC has given is to continue working on screening criteria and security deposits, so on that path we would then go to work sessions. In the past, there was concern around if there would be legislation or staff work that would be done in time for it to make sense for the RSC to weigh in. I think there was a mutual desire between various staff members and various members of the commission to bring things to the commission once they have been flushed out a little bit, so the commission can weigh in on a product that isn't going to immediately change the next week. And so it is possible that security deposits or screening criteria could be at that place in May, but we're kind of up in the air trying to figure out exactly what that's going to look like. Jamie's group continues to meet on screening criteria every 2 weeks. She's produced a framework that is much more fleshed out than the one that was presented to the commission in January, so there are updates there. Mm-hmm. Whether she feels like that is the version that would be most helpful to bring to the commission, I'm not sure, because she hasn't expressed that yet. We've been returning to rental registration, and are hoping to have a very preliminary policy framework to the mayor by the end of the month. We are not certain what the timeline will be from the mayor's office to review it and be comfortable releasing that document publicly. So we're kind of up in the air right now.
Which is
now.
Why we don't have it.
Yes, that's correct.
Which, what is the topic there again?
Rental registration, a rental registration system for the city. And so we have a few things up in the air for the May meeting. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you said the goal was to get that rental registration draft to the mayor's office by the end of this month?
That is our internal timeline, to start having policy ideas that we can offer to the mayor for him to begin discussing it internally, and then to see what direction he wants to take with it. And so, as far as staff, we see a path to either having screening criteria or rental registration, or both, at the May meeting. There are also the bylaws that might be ready to be discussed then, so I think that there are some open questions about direction or where the commission would prefer to go.
Had we discussed, I know we had discussed talking about screening criteria and security deposits together, because they sort of play off each other. So I'm trying to kind of figure out, first of all, where Jamie is on both items together, and then whether it's productive for us to do a work session on both items.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I don't think we've done a like formal work session yet, so I don't know what the flow of that is for this group anyway, so maybe it's too much to try to tackle. Mm-hmm. But you know, we could do one work session on screen criteria and then one on security deposits, or we could try to do two on both topics. So talk about
that's how we originally structured the work plan.
Mm-hmm. For it to be both. For both.
But the mayor's office is wanting to add in rental registration, which we haven't had an opportunity to even scratch the surface with yet.
Right, so it hasn't been introduced yet.
Yeah.
So if there were a proposal presented to the mayor's office by the end of April, and would it be possible in May, if we wanted to go that route, for that topic to come before this group?
I'm sure we could introduce the conversation to walk through what the Housing Bureau has been doing and present what has been done elsewhere. As for the specific policy framework, that's going to be a question for the mayor's office. So we have an introduction that we can do. We can bring everyone up to speed and talk about the work that the Housing Bureau has been doing so far with the data system and the conversations that we've been having, but we don't know and won't know about the framework until later.
Okay. So I'm trying to weigh that against some lack of clarity around how useful this group's going to be with security deposits and or screening criteria, given Jamie's comments in the past, which is, you know, if she were here, I'd say the exact same thing. I know that she has sort of a parallel process with that. So, I mean, Katrina, I don't know if you have a sense of how much we want to be trying to dig into something that's kind of me on a parallel track.
I don't have an opinion. Yeah, it seems like the office is doing what they want to do, regardless of what we suggest. So whatever way it goes, just play along.
Can we sort of revisit at the? I mean, it sounds like we have April meeting set.
Mm-hmm.
Can we revisit either at that point or at the exec for May, depending on what Jamie's office says and where, I guess, the mayor's office is on the rental registration?
I think we might have to at this point. I think we have a sense of what the possibilities are, but we don't have clarity on exactly what would be the most productive meeting for everyone.
Because it hasn't followed any of... Like, I feel like we've done the pre-work for screening criteria and security deposit, so it would make the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to happen regardless, so...
Yeah.
It's like we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, because I don't think it would be safe. I don't think it would be politically safe for them to roll out a rental registration policy without bringing in industry experts.
I think that's the consensus on all policies, right?
Yeah.
There's a desire to have the Rental Services Commission weigh in on every major rental services policy that is passed in the city, and especially because it's new, but I think also because these things tend to move on their own timelines, there is not clarity on what the best way of bringing it to the group is, given the work that needs to be done. I mean, Jamie's doing the policy work on screening criteria and security deposits concurrently. Security deposits has a draft, and that draft's been out for months, where screening criteria doesn't yet have a formal legislative draft,
mm-hmm.
but is the policy that's been moving recently.
Yeah.
And so there just isn't... I think that there are conversations that have to occur at City Hall between elected officials on what path makes the most sense to them. But so far, our understanding is that council wants major policies to be brought through the Rental Services Commission before they vote on them. And so trying to figure out what order and at what stage that happens is still what we're trying to figure out.
And just remind me, so the security deposits draft, I mean, that's from like the fall,
yes.
like early fall,
yes.
right? And I feel like
there's
that,
an updated framework
so
that Jamie's put out, though,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's something that's updated on screening, I mean, on security deposits. But wait, but the framework is for screening criteria.
No,
right?
There's
the,
one for
the sort of matrix.
No, there's an update for security deposits
as well. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't seen that.
Let me check my email. Now I'm doubting myself.
I know there's definitely the framework for screening criteria has been updated. I'm not completely sure on security deposits.
Security deposits, okay. Well, I guess we'll find out
mm-hmm.
in April in any event.
No, there's one that I saw. It might be screening criteria.
And do you have a sense of how sort of, for lack of a better word, baked something on rental registration would be when it comes
mm-hmm.
before this group? Like, how much work
yeah.
are you all putting in, and then how much work do you anticipate the mayor's office will put in that?
Our office has been... It's April 4th. Our office has been focused almost entirely, or at least the people who are working on these policies, which is myself and Matt and Anthony, almost entirely on relocation assistance for the past month, and so that's been a huge roadblock to moving on other policies.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're pivoting the next couple weeks to focus on rental registration, and it's something that's been in the works as long as the security deposit draft. But how quickly that will become a fleshed out framework with everyone's input and clarity around what the different components of the conversation are is, I think that's a little bit far out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to ask the question is how much opportunity or how much input could this body have? I assume that will be informed by the questions that you and Matt bring to us related
mm-hmm.
to it.
And I think that the clearest example we've gotten for the role of the commission came out of the last meeting on the relocation assistance interim roles, where the members of the commission did something very similar to what they usually do, which is they go around and they all shared what their thoughts were, like what they had written down of like, well, number two, what about this? What is immediate family member? What is principal residence? But they were commenting on a document that had already been issued on interim rules. And so the feedback they gave was very targeted and very specific. And so we were able to take that and create a list of specific recommendations from the commission to consider about the policies and how they could change. And so internally, I think that that has been significant.
Much more helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, where it's like very specific, you should define what principal residence is, you should set time periods on how long someone has to maintain a principal residence. It is very specific guidance that we can then weigh and make decisions on. And so that's been helpful, and I think that there would be a similar opportunity with relocation or with rental registration. I think the question is going to be what the timeline ends up being and what people want the timeline to be.
So I think the desire, at least from Kat's perspective, is to move screening criteria and security deposits to pass relatively soon because it doesn't have any financial impact. People need it. We have an updated framework for screening criteria. Would love for it to come back in May.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I can pass that along to Jamie, and I think the commission can talk directly with her on the 17th when she's presenting security deposits to see where she's at and how she feels about bringing something back by May.
Mm-hmm. And it was the draft framework for screening criteria.
Oh, that was okay, and that's what's
not
different from
deposits.
What we saw a few months ago?
Yeah,
okay.
Much more updated.
Yeah, so Jamie released a flush out, so she presented a concept to you all. Since then she's gone through and I wouldn't say she created a draft of the legislation, but she has put together language as well as an actual point system with points and items that are weighted. And then since then, she's already revised that once. And so that's where that sits at. And so it's come a long way from where you all saw it. What I don't know is internally how big she feels that is and how big she wants it to be when it comes before the commission for comment.
Okay. So I think your thought is a wise one, Drina, which is, to me, the rental registration,
it may not even get funded this
right,
year,
at least
right?
From a money standpoint, is a bigger political football.
Yeah.
Maybe even, I don't know about impact on the system generally, but sometimes people overlook that.
Yeah.
So if we can sort of get through screening and security deposit, it'd be nice to then tackle that one fresh. I've used now two football metaphors, so I'll
No, because then we'll be able to focus our energy
yeah,
on it. I mean, because I feel like the conversation is convoluted, right? I mean, the city budget office recommended not to fund the rental registration program at all, including services out of the rental services office. So we don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure the mayor's going to fund it, and he's going to lobby his other council members to do the same. But who knows what that looks like? We don't know the price tag. We don't know the impact to the system. We don't know what it looks like. We don't know how far Bureau of Technology Services is in developing the system. We don't know which vendors are present. I mean, I feel like that could be part of the fight, right? You could have one landlord saying, we need to partner with Yardi. You have another person saying, we need to partner with City of Gresham. Like, it's going to be messy. That's going to be a messy conversation. And trying to do that at the same time with security deposits and screening criteria, which people are begging for right now. Based off of the listening session and the public testimony we heard, I think it makes sense to be responsive to the public.
I think it's helpful.
Yeah.
And I think it would be helpful for the group to feel a sense of conclusion, because I think that we started these.
So can I ask you an honest question? Is it going to come up again, though? Because we had it fleshed out.
Screening?
screening criteria and security department.
We had the timeline fleshed out.
Mm-hmm. So I think that what we will find out from Jamie is you all expressed a desire to have screening criteria and security deposits as a joint work session.
Yeah.
What we'll learn from Jamie is if she feels like they're both at a stage where she thinks they should have a work session.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be what affects the timeline.
Okay.
For the work group that's been meeting on screening criteria, she had originally expressed to all the members of the group that the meetings would end in April. No, end at the end of March.
Uh-huh.
And she has now said that the group will be continuing to meet every other week.
In April.
And has not given an end date necessarily.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's what we've been working with, is recognizing that we are, the commission is responding to the timeline
mm-hmm.
internally as Commissioner Udaly's office develops policy.
Because that first screening criteria meeting is this Friday, right?
The next one, yes.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then the following one's on the third one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So hopefully we'll get a little bit of clarity at the RSC meeting on the 17th, and if not, we can make a final decision at the exec meeting in May.
And security deposits, if I remember correctly from Jamie's perspective, Commissioner Udaly was signaling that that discussion was basically closed, right? That they had drafted the security deposit legislation and wasn't going to change much more.
I don't remember exactly, and I definitely don't want to speak for Jamie.
Yeah.
But I do know that I've heard her express, and I think to the commission, that they are making sure that there is support at council.
Yeah, so it's almost done. It's pretty much done.
And so I think that will determine if any changes, if they're going to open the policy back up or not.
Okay.
But I feel like it's been like 6 months since it was very public, so...
Mm-hmm.
So that may be, I don't know what form that is that's being discussed at the council or any closed doors. So it sounds like we will know more in a couple weeks.
Hopefully.
Okay.
I can probably have an update on Friday if I can get something from Jamie. I mean, you probably will talk to her much sooner than I will.
I'll also be at the meeting Friday. So.
Oh, okay.
I think those are the biggest things to keep in mind. How would you like to have the full commission discuss the bylaws that the committee is proposing? It's going to be sent out with all the materials at least a week in advance.
That's a meaty document.
Yes, it is going to be very thorough.
How meaty?
It's hard to say because the draft that's been produced by the committee didn't include kind of the canned language from the city that is, this is the commission, this is the purpose of the commission, these are how long terms are, these right, so the technical elements of it, so it's going to grow, but we still don't have a sense for how much.
The document that Yoni gave was about 4 pages long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
the technical language will add another 5.
Hard to tell.
So then my question is, how controversial or material is, you know, a lot of it's boilerplate, like this commission exists and these terms and...
I think that there be parts that people have no changes or language changes to, and there will be a few content pieces that people will probably want an explanation on and to discuss.
Okay.
Especially how voting happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, how voting happens will likely be the biggest point of contention.
I thought we were
consensus
driven.
100%. Not even modified consensus.
Okay.
It may not, though. If the bylaws committee didn't have much of a fight.
Not so far.
Maybe
yeah.
not. Who knows?
And Deborah wasn't there, but Mike was.
Mike was there.
Okay.
It was his first meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to your original question then, We have a 2.5 hour meeting coming up. We have, well, we have in the past had public comment, so past practice would say we should have public comment for screening criteria, but I guess that's open discussion, and then we should maybe have some discussion about how much time to devote to bylaws.
I think that could be helpful. So I think that
it's a lot.
For the April meeting, I don't think it makes sense to talk about the content of the bylaws because no one will have had a chance to look at it, and the committee hasn't even finalized anything. But I think it's worth, as you start thinking about May and June, for people to start thinking through where they think it would fit in.
So
we have bylaws,
yeah.
Security deposits, screening criteria, registration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Those are the four things I'm keeping track of.
And for security deposits, we just need a work session and then a final vote, right?
Right.
Screening criteria, we need a work session, a listening session, and then a vote, right?
Not necessarily a listening session. The listening session we had was for screening criteria and security deposits.
Oh, they were together?
Yes.
Okay. So a work session and then a vote with public comment. Do we, have we had the original, have we had the first meeting for screening criteria with public comment?
Screening criteria
yeah.
was
okay.
introduced in
yep.
January. Security okay. deposits is being introduced to the commission for the first time this month.
Oh, okay.
How long do you think Jamie will need to present security deposits?
We have given her, I'd have to look at the
30
time between, I think I gave her between 40 minutes to an hour. I think it was closer to 40 minutes, though. And I think from what I've understood from her, she wanted to talk more about the process and the content. She has a presentation in mind. She's already put together a presentation.
Very Portlandish. So what I would propose is for April is 15 minutes on the bylaws, if we even need that much time. Just say this happening. 45 minutes for security deposit presentation, half hour of public testimony, and then an hour of discussion on security deposit.
Okay.
Kind of fits the frame we've
mm-hmm.
done in the past.
Yep. I think something to consider as you juggle those four components and decide what's going where is the commission is functioning without bylaws. And so as a result, we've been following the template that I suggested at the beginning of this, which involves three meetings on each topic, moving to a final hearing that leads to some sort of recommendation. The bylaws propose a structure to that, but that structure has not been adopted yet. And so that's just something to keep in mind as we move to closing out screening criteria and security deposits and finalizing the commission's opinions on those things, that the most fleshed out proposal for what that would look like is in the bylaws.
So
it would be helpful to staff to know exactly how the commission would like to structure its opinions before it is asked to write them.
Okay, but you also mentioned the structure of the meetings.
Right.
As part of the bylaws, is there?
I think they speak to them, but I think that that is also a place where the commission is welcome. I don't want to speak for the committee, but the commission can have opinions about how the meetings are structured and how the format of meetings work, because it's been doing that format in some form since it started. And so that is something that can change.
Right. I feel like we're sort of testing it out. So and then, so before we get to that, Katrina, do you have thoughts on the sort of time frames I set out?
Yeah. I think April makes sense. What about a work session for screening criteria? Because that still needs to happen before a vote is made.
Mm-hmm.
That would happen in April?
No. So right now, April is more or less locked in to be an introduction to security deposits.
Okay. So that would happen in May.
Right. And so the original schedule
or the timeline that you all set out, the next thing after security deposits is introduced is you go to a work session on both screening criteria and security deposits.
Got it.
But we're still not sure where the content is for those work sessions, in terms of if it will be ready or not.
I'm pretty sure. So security deposits and screening criteria work session would happen in May. I think it's safe to say that June we could adopt the bylaws and wrap up conversations on security deposits and screening criteria and votes, since we already had the work sessions and the initial, we've already had a work session, a listening session, and by that time we would have had work sessions on both.
So April would be the work session, I'm sorry, May would be the work session on both topics.
Uh-huh.
And then we vote in June.
Yeah. And a work session is 2 hours, right? 2.5 hours.
All of your meetings are 2.5 hours unless the group decides otherwise.
So 1 hour and 15 minutes on each topic.
And so I think that that's where you're going to start running into questions on how ready the group is to make decisions.
In the work session?
Well, yeah, I think that's where you're going to test whether this timeline will work or not.
Yeah.
For rental registration, everyone went around and said what they had to say, and the meeting might have even ended early. Whether that is going to be the same thing that happens with work sessions on screening criteria and security deposits is an open question, because at some point the group has to start.
On rental registration or relocation?
Relocation.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start numbering the policies
okay.
and using numbers instead of words.
Uh-huh.
And so it could be that screening criteria and security deposits, everyone goes around, says what they have to say, and it moves quickly, like relocation assistance. If it doesn't, I think it will be challenging to get to a place where people are voting on final measures that they wish to put their support behind.
So maybe June could be bylaws and run over of whatever discussion, wherever the discussion was on security deposits and screening criteria.
And then we push a decision based on a report to July?
It's yeah. possible. I think that the other thing to keep in mind is what has been a challenge in the past with extended timelines or work plans for the group is council interjecting. And so we had the past meeting turn into a meeting about relocation assistance administrative rules. And so it is possible that by June, July, there might be other priorities, like relocation assistance, maybe even rental registration that could be bumped to the group.
So it may be that we just have to harp on folks that we're making a decision in June. So whatever questions, comments, disagreements
yeah.
you have, we have to work it out with the Housing Bureau and Council ahead of time.
Well, so that's the challenge, because then we need to, in May, have had enough discussion such that Andres and company can actually write a report that we then vote on. Is that right? Or if that's the format we want to go with.
The bylaws as they currently stand that are being suggested at the work session, I think the last 20 minutes, everyone goes around and says, I want these to be the topics that we vote on. And then they're vetted. And then at the final hearing, the vetted topics are brought before the group and everyone votes where they stand. And we stake out positions. Then staff writes opinions that represent those. If people like them, that's great. If they don't, they can give staff suggestions or contest specific parts of the opinions. Staff has a period of time to correct that or make changes. If members of the commission are still unhappy, the bylaws leave them a final option of writing their own opinion. But that is structure that has not been agreed upon by the commission yet. And so I think that's a little bit of the
and you're saying there will
question.
Be no draft by April.
Bylaws there will be by May, right?
The bylaws group is meeting the 17th, so in 2 weeks, and they felt confident that they would agree and send out recommended bylaws from that meeting, but we won't know until the meeting.
So let's just be prepared to vote in April.
In May, on the bylaws.
No, in April.
Well, isn't it the same day, though?
Mm-hmm.
It is the same day.
But he said they're confident they'll agree. And
but the commission hasn't seen them. Only the committee has seen it. And so far,
we would see it on the 17th.
Right. It's a 10-page document, maybe. And so people will probably want more time to look over it.
I'm just trying to get it done.
I hear you. I just think if there's consensus, that could maybe work. I really think that what we should do is just carve out 15 minutes at the beginning of May to stamp the bylaws. And you will have a sense before then if there's any controversy, which we can discuss at the May, this mm-hmm. meeting, the executive committee meeting,
right.
mm-hmm. and then we can adjust it if necessary. But that would mean we spend 15 minutes on that, 2 hours 15 on screening criteria and security deposits, and then we can make a decision whether we're ready to approve that in June based mm-hmm. on a report, or if we think we need another work session in June, then
yep.
table it for July.
I think that there could definitely be bylaws for the group to discuss in May.
Okay.
Hopefully. The challenge so far has been scheduling, where they were able to pick half an hour before the commission meeting because everyone had it free enough.
I need some water.
But moving forward, if they needed to schedule another meeting, I don't know what that would be.
So without having seen the bylaws, do you need anything from us right now about the form of majority-minority reports generally, what we want to see in there, the structure, like what's helpful?
I think it would be most helpful to wait until the draft is out and people can read the language and make changes or suggested changes to them.
Okay. I just want to throw out that I would like a section in there, and it can just be a paragraph, but with a header that is public testimony. Like, I want to know, mm-hmm. beyond what we've discussed, beyond what's been presented, I want to know what, like, you know, a summary of the public. And I think that that's not just for me. I think it's important for the group to, you know, always have that fun side of it. Especially because not everybody, just in reports that they will write for any topic, just
yeah.
generically, because mm-hmm. not everyone could go to the listening session. You know, not everybody has been at these, and that to me is the thing that we need to get back to this group.
Okay.
I was so mad to miss that. That would be really helpful. But it's available publicly.
Yeah, we have the recording on the website.
Okay.
From the listening session. But I see why it would be helpful to have a summary. And that's something we can work on.
Yeah, just part of the broader report.
Right.
So if it's on screening criteria and security deposits, you know, here's the introduction, here's what staff presented, a summary of that. Here's where the public was, here's where the discussion was among this group, here's where it seemed there were consensus items, and here were the items that were still controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that, we recommend, boom, maybe there's a minority report section within it that says they could also go this way or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. We put out a call, we sent out a PowerPoint presenting the rental services office's services and the contracts that are housed in the office, and asked if anyone was interested in hearing a presentation on it. The only person who responded so far was Deborah, so I'll be asking again at the April meeting in 2 weeks if there's anyone else on the commission who's interested in hearing about the services in the budget for the office, and then schedule something with those people. But I just wanted to update you all on where that was at. Another update.
I thought that Margot was really pushing that at prior meetings.
She didn't have anything to say.
Okay, and maybe it's just that
she wanted to get materials, and I haven't heard back since we have sent them out.
All right, maybe it's the budget season kind of happened, but yeah.
What is the plan to address budget's recommendations? Has the Housing Bureau submitted a...
We can follow up and let you know at in 2 weeks. Transparently, I don't know. So.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I'm a little bit in some of the discussions around responding to that. And basically, it's being discussed. So yeah, there's not really
the alternative proposal was like 1 million or 1.5, right? More or less. Or switching the rental rehab. Some of that money.
We could provide an update on that on the 17th.
Because I think that'll be pertinent to the discussion.
Which piece?
It'll be pertinent to the discussion.
The whole picture? Or
the whole picture, yeah. Because, I mean, if it's not going to be funded, are we going to continue to discuss it? Or should we wait? Like, there's a whole bunch. I just have a ton of questions about that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there will continue to be questions until the mayor's budget's out. And then I think similar to the way that we're working on policies, where we're waiting for a final draft before giving kind of substantive comments on it. I think that with the budget conversation, that's the mayor's budget. And so people are waiting to see what that will look like.
When is that put out? In June, right?
It fluctuates, but I think mid-June is typical.
Mid-June? Yeah. Okay.
Another update that doesn't pertain directly to the commission, but the Portland Housing Advisory Commission committee met yesterday, and tenants from Holgate Manor testified for a pretty large portion of the meeting. They're asking for the Housing Bureau to meet with the tenants to discuss how to support them best, and then for the Housing Bureau to use the housing bond to purchase the building, or to offer to purchase the building from the new owners.
What does Carl say?
Carl was not at the meeting. Shannon was at the meeting. PHAC passed the formal... PHAC voted to ask the Housing Bureau to meet with the tenants and then to think of how to best reach out to the owners. Mm-hmm. And so that I just wanted to update you all so that you're aware that that is happening.
Okay. This bond framework has already been adopted. Mm-hmm. Holgate Manor is located where?
On Cesar Chavez and Holgate, roughly.
36th and Holgate.
Yeah.
Ish. It passes the criteria in a way.
Well.
But there are a couple of buildings. The bond framework criteria?
Yeah, well.
Is it considered an opportunity area?
It is. I've seen it on the map, and I think it is in the top half.
It's one of the ones that's more like either 12 to 17 or the thing right below that, which is one of the highest scores.
Yes, okay. I think it's the second highest category, but I'm kind of.
But there's other purchases in the pipeline, right? There was like two others or something that Carl had mentioned?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where the debate is.
I think that there are lots of conversations around how they prioritize projects. I think they're looking to what meets their criteria, which have a lot of the criteria head in a lot of different directions. There's a lot of property opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
There are questions about the speed of spending the bond money and
Ellington's not done, right? Rehab in Ellington?
I don't believe the rehab is completed yet.
Okay.
It's not begun.
Huh? It's not begun?
No.
Oh.
Yes. It's a whole different conversation. There is, however, a bond oversight committee that will be, I think, addressing the bulk of it.
The SAG? Or did they stop?
No. The
bond oversight committee is a 5-member board, right, appointed by each member of the mayor and each member of the
council. Oh, that's right. Okay.
So now that is the standing committee for the bond. So they will be having the bulk of these conversations, but since people came to PHAC and Margot was testifying, I thought it was best to try to loop in all of the advisory bodies.
Okay.
Did you invite them to our meeting?
I have not formally invited them.
Just so I'm pretty sure they'll show up.
Yeah.
Are they...
They'll be at the bond oversight committee meeting tomorrow as
okay.
well.
Okay. I was like, We're gonna go to the okay. Alrighty. Well, we'll be prepared.
So those are all the updates I have.
So we decided on a timeline, or no?
Roughly. Well, if you're in agreement, I mean, you don't need a formal vote, but 15 minutes in the bylaws, 45 minutes security deposits, half hour public testimony, and then the remainder discussion, about an hour or more, depending on public testimony.
In April.
Yep.
In May.
And then in May, I mean, ideally it would be a work session, it would be a quick bylaws chat, and then approval if we feel we're there, and then a work session on screening criteria and security deposits.
Okay. And then June, bylaws, run over, and potential vote.
Well, hopefully we've resolved the bylaws issue if we haven't done yet, and either an additional work session if we feel we need it, or a vote if we have given guidance to staff and they can get a report by then.
Okay. For security deposits and screening criteria. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
One thing is contingent on the other thing is contingent on the other thing.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks all.
We're adjourned.